Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Leaky Pot, an adaptation of a classic Asian folktale by Daniel Hines, performed for you by Kelsey Lee. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Sierra and Ruby and their family, Virgil and Felix and their family, Ziger Guerra and their family all the way from the Republic of Georgia, and Melanie and Haytham Nasser and their family. Thank you so much, Haytham, Melanie, Ziger, Felix, Virgil, Ruby, and Sierra. You are what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Our Patreon subscribers also gain access to a special commercial-free feed with all of our past episodes on it, and you can get it for pledging as little as $1 a month. The feed works with any podcast player, and you can email us if you need help setting it up.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Leaky Pot.
Two clay pots all full of water, fresh and cold, the mountain's daughter. Is the river wildly wending, sign a kiss, sky is sending. Violet frowns come steal your smiles, when a song can pass the miles. A-O-A-L-A-D-O, it's a wondrous thing. Violet frowns come steal your smiles, when you can just sing, when you can just sing.
A young girl sang her song as she made her way down a long, gentle hill to the river. Her village was at the top of the hill, the river far below, but she didn't mind. Each morning, she would take a clay pot in each hand and set out with the sun. She sang on the way down the hill, she sang on the way up the hill, she even sang as she filled the pots with the icy cold river water that flowed down from the distant mountains. The girl was happy. And like a wildflower turning its face to the sun, she always managed to find the bright parts of life. So it was that one day when she noticed that one of her clay pots had a crack and was leaking water, she didn't fuss or cry or get angry. Instead, she managed to find the bright part of that too. And even though each day when she got home, the leaky pot was only half full, she never let it bother her. It did, however, bother the pot. It had been made to carry water, and it was failing at its job. Every day, it watched its uncracked friend carry a full load, while it dripped and dropped and leaked with every step the girl took up the gentle hill. This went on for many months. Each day, the leaky pot grew sadder, ashamed that it couldn't do the job expected of it. You may think the unending cheerfulness of the girl would have lifted the pot's spirits, but it just made things worse. In fact, every day while the girl walked and sang her happy water-fetching song, the leaky pot would sing its own song, that sounded something like this.
Two clay pots, but I'm all leaky. My girl is kind, but I'm so weak. She can't carry me for much longer. She'll trade me for a pot that's stronger. Why try smiles when they end in frowns, when your water drips onto the ground? Hey-o-hey-a-lady-o, why do I even sing? Why try smiles when they end in frowns? You're a cracked and broken thing. You're a cracked and broken thing.
One day, when she was listening extra closely to the quiet song of the wind through the grass, the girl heard the pot singing its sad little song. As happy as she was, it broke her heart to hear the pot so depressed. She stopped and set her pots on the ground, kneeling down beside them. "Pot," she said, "what could be wrong that you're singing so sadly? The river is cold, and the sun is warm, and it's a beautiful day for fetching water."
"That's just it," replied the pot miserably. "I'm supposed to be helping you fetch water, and I can't even do that right. I have one job, and I can't do it. I'm broken. You should just throw me out and get a new pot. One without a crack. One that doesn't leak."
The girl smiled a gentle smile. It spread across her face like butter on bread, hot from the oven. Silly Pot, is that what you think? It's what I know. Just leave me here. I know I'm useless. The girl shook her head and leaned in close. I want you to pay attention today. Look at the path up the hill and tell me what you see. The pot started to argue, but the girl just lifted it up and started back up the hill. At first, the pot refused to look, thinking that there was nothing that could make it feel better. Finally, though, its curiosity got the better of it, and it looked at the path with fresh eyes. On one side of the path, the side of the uncracked pot, there was nothing but short prickly grass. However, the other side of the path, the leaky pot side of the path, was blanketed with wildflowers. It was like a quilt of gently bobbing colors, each brighter and more beautiful than the last. They seemed to dance happily in the light breeze, the wind carrying their honey-sweet scent through the air. "Do you see now?" the girl asked gently. "I don't understand," the pot admitted. "When I saw your crack, I didn't think you were ruined, because you're not. You just had a different job to do. I planted these wildflower seeds months ago, and every day you've been watering them with your leek without knowing it. What you thought was a flaw has been making the world a more beautiful place. You've become a very important part of the village."
"I have?"
"Come and see," said the girl, and she brought the pot all through the village. Everywhere they went, they saw people had gathered the wildflowers in vases and pots. Women were weaving them into their hats, and men were gathering them into bouquets for their loves. The honey-sweet scent and bright wild colors were everywhere, and with them came smiles. The leaky pot smiled too. It may be broken, but that didn't mean it was useless. And from that day on, it would sing right along with the girl as they made their daily trip.
"Two clay pots all full of water, fresh and cold, the mountain's daughter is the river, wildly wending sun a kiss. Sky is sending, why let frowns come steal your smiles when a song can pass the miles? Ay-oh-ay-a-lady-oh, it's a wondrous thing. Why let frowns come steal your smiles when you can just sing? When you can just sing."
The end. Today's story, The Leaky Pot, is an adaptation of a classic Asian folktale by Daniel Hines, performed by the very talented Kelsey Lee, with songs by them both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.